Now the give, huge hole, and breaking through, Tapé is knocked sideways, but not until he gets the first down inside the 10. Now the snap, and it is blocked by the Gophers, by Mays, picked up on the side by the Gophers down to the 20-yard line. Henry picked it up and ran it after Mays blocked it. Rolling and looking and pulled down by the Gophers, Hoffman, who came charging through from the right side and never let go. The blitz is on. Now the pass, and it is beautiful catch by Johnson at the far end of the end zone. He sets a Gopher career record and puts the Gophers farther out in front. Cole racing to the right, now sets, throws deep one-on-one, and it is caught, and a brilliant catch by Johnson at the 20. He's tackled immediately, but oh, what a catch, and what a day he's having. That was 40 more yards. The blitz is on, going to the outside. Redmond, he's got room. The 15, the 10, the 5. He is into the end zone for a touchdown. I have been broadcasting Gopher football since 1951. In all those years, the Gophers have never won at Columbus. 1949 was the last time. In this, my final year of Gopher football, the Gophers have won at Columbus, and I've now broadcast Gopher victories in every visiting place in the Big Ten. And I'm happy, mildly so. No, pull me back down. They never should have filled me with helium. We'll be back. The Gophers win it, 29-17. This is Golden Gopher football. I thought I had used up all my tears, Glenn Mason, when my daughter got married a week ago. And it's getting to me even now. I haven't used them up. I got some back when you beat Ohio State. Thank you very much. I have no questions. I can't do it, but Dave Bona does.
Well, you know, Ray, I got to tell you, at the press conference when I mentioned that we hadn't beaten Ohio State in 51 years in Columbus, and I said, that's longer than I've been along and alive. And you said, well, you've been alive that long and never seen a victory. And I said, well, that's your fault then, Ray. You know? I really did. Ray, I love you. I do. You're part of a big, big part of Minnesota football. And I thought, you know, God dang, I'd hate for that guy to retire after such an illustrious career and be able to say he never went to Ohio Stadium and won a game. So you had a part in that today, Ray.
Well, I thank you. And I thank the team and the coaches and the whole wide world right now very much. Thanks.
Tonight, the Gopher football team takes the field against North Carolina State, and Ray Christensen takes his accustomed seat inside the visiting radio broadcast booth. This will be the last football broadcast for the voice of the Gophers, but as Ray says, Glenn Mason and the university will still field a team and play next autumn. All kidding aside, Ray Christensen has been an important part of Gopher football for many years. He brought us the excitement of a national championship and two Rose Bowl teams in 1960 and 61, with Murray Warmoth's great teams that featured Sandy Stevens.
Here comes Stevens, fakes to the fullback, now has running room, gets outside Clark. He's still trying to go, pitches it out, and going on into the end zone is Muncy for the touchdown.
He was at Memorial Stadium to share the description of so many games, including a big win over number one ranked Michigan in 1977.
Up the middle to Davis at the 50, starts forward to the 45, and is tackled by Hunt as the game ends on the Minnesota 38-yard line. The Gophers have upset the number one team in the nation, Michigan, 16-0. The fans are streaming on the field, and the Gophers coming over to the sideline and getting the little brown jug and holding it high. Oh, I hope the jug survives. It's been a while. The little brown jug. Who says they don't care about these traditional emblems of victory? It is getting the ride off the field. I'm sure Cal Stahl will give up his preferred position to have the jug get that trail.
There's no question about it. Just look at that. I've never seen as many happy people. But I tell you, 16 to nothing is not really a true indication of how well the Gophers have outplayed this team. They've dominated in every phase of the game.
Ray described fantastic efforts of outstanding players.
Draw play, and breaking into the open as Thompson cuts to the outside, goes out to the 15, to the 20, breaks
it! Oh! Clear, the 30, the 40, the 50, the 40, three men chasing. He is to the 20, he is to the 10. There are no flags, and he has scored a touchdown on a run of 98 yards!
We shared the thrill of victory with Ray and all Gopher fans in a 1986 upset at the Big House in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Inside the right hash mark bar a little bit. The ball is put down. The kick is up. It is good.
Good.
Time is out. The game is over. Minnesota has upset Michigan 20 to 17. And there is pandemonium on the field as the Gophers are going crazy and the band members coming out to join the craziness.
When the program slumped for a few years, Ray kept us interested with his distinctive, precise call of the game. And then we exulted in a return of golden results from dangerous enemy territory, State College, Pennsylvania.
Rackley will snap. Rindles will put it down for Nystrom. The snap, the place, and the kick. They got it away, and it is good! It is good, and the players swarm onto the field. The clock says zero. And the Gophers have upset the number two team in the nation, Penn State, 24 to 23.
Could it get any better than a 1999 win at Penn State? Well, yes. On a visit just 10 weeks ago to the Horseshoe in Columbus, Ohio.
The blitz is on, going to the outside. Redmond, he's got room. The 15, the 10, the 5. He is into the end zone for a touchdown.
The story has been told a few times now, but couldn't you feel the warmth in Ray's humble description of victory and with human emotion?
I have been broadcasting Gopher football since 1951. In all those years, the Gophers have never won at Columbus. 1949 was the last time. In this, my final year of Gopher football, the Gophers have won at Columbus, and I've now broadcast Gopher victories in every visiting place in the Big Ten.
So tonight, let's enjoy a Gopher Bowl appearance with optimism for the future of the program and appreciation for a great broadcaster who has shared with us, thrilled us, and entertained us for so long. Ray always ends his Gopher sports broadcast thanking others and thanking the listeners. Tonight, let's take our turn and be thankful. Have a good one. One more time, Ray. For Steve Inc. and all WCCO Radio employees and listeners, this is Dave Lee.
Dave's Vignette is presented by Dodge and your friendly Dodge dealers.
Thank you, Ray. And so it comes down to this, the end of an era and just perhaps the beginning of a new one. Let's talk first about the era that is ending. Ray Christensen, the man who so gracefully slipped into his role during the Harry S. administration, leaves tonight on the eve of the George W. administration. How fitting that his final football broadcast should originate from here in the state of Florida. We've used this segment once or twice before to comment on the voice of Golden Gopher football, but we didn't want to miss the chance to tackle the subject one final time. I'm confident that before turning in early last night, Ray went over the North Carolina State roster one final time, carefully matching numbers with names and names with small anecdotes about the careers of players we have never seen before and most likely will never see again. An hour ago, we took our familiar seats and Ray patiently waited for Daryl and me to get our pens out so we could carefully go over the pronunciation of each player. Earlier this year, Ray asked a visiting broadcaster how to pronounce the name of a backup to the backup punter on the opposing team. He was told that it didn't matter because the young man seldom, if ever, played. Nonsense. It mattered to Ray, who has always believed that if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. And so after 50 years of doing this, Ray still relentlessly pursues perfection with each broadcast. He is the only voice most of us have ever heard doing Gopher football play-by-play, and we have made him welcome in our homes, a guest we may have never met, but one we just knew we would like. Ray has entered our homes via the radio, and he's been satisfying, much like comfort food. And to carry the analogy a little bit farther, comfort food has never gone out of style. While our tastes from time to time have taken us from quiche to sushi and nouvelle cuisine, you always knew that on Saturday afternoons you'd get meatloaf or tuna casserole or egg salad sandwiches, and it would be satisfying, and it would be filling, and it would be good. Ray is doing this right, retiring while his voice is strong and the call is still fast and accurate. I know I'm speaking for Murray Warmath, Billy By, Paul Flatley, Darrell Thompson, and others when I say it's been both a pleasure and an honor to work next to this man. Ray, this one's for you. And having said that, I want to take just a minute to look at today's game. It's no secret to anyone who follows Gopher football that most of the years Ray's broadcasts have been frustrating, a program mired in mediocrity. But things are slowly changing. Under Glenn Mason, the Gophers have had back-to-back winning years and are playing in a bowl game in successive years for only the third time in school history. Another trip next year would set a school record. And while no one is ready to elevate the Gophers into the ranks of the nation's elite, they have climbed squarely into the ranks of respectability. And that journey could be greatly enhanced here in South Florida with a victory tonight. It would be good for a team that has had its confidence tested by a late-season slump. It would be good for recruiting in this talent-laden part of the country, and it would be good for a national television audience. And it would be especially good for a radio audience and their favorite broadcaster who does his 510th and final game here tonight. And, Ray, that would be your cue.
Thank you.
The give off to Redmond. Goes to the right, goes to the five, goes to the end zone for the touchdown. Beautiful containing blocks, and Redmond did the rest. The give to Redmond, pitches it back to Cole. He sets. He's throwing deep, intended for Mays. He takes it at the 40-yard line and is pulled down at the 36-yard line. Perfectly executed. Back to pass. Now the ball is thrown to the wide open Johnson at the 43, down the sideline, the 30, the 25, and lands at the 16-yard line. Ron Johnson, beautiful fake by the quarterback and the completion that followed. Somebody. Pitch out. Now the reverse to Mays. He's coming wide to the left. It's working, 30, 35, 40, 45, and out of bounds near midfield. The handoff to Redmond, slashes to the right, cuts back, comes to the 25, down the right sideline, cuts back again, and is pulled down at the 5-yard line. Redmond for another 27 yards. My thanks to producer Mark Gerstel here in Fort Lauderdale, and to Derek Hansen and Gary Ullman in Master Control, to statistician Jim Christensen, to Mike Max, and my thanks to you for listening. It's been a wonderful ride for 50 years. Whether it's been just today's game or all 510 of them, I have needed you to ride with me, and I'm glad you came along. Jim and I still have some Gopher basketball games to do, but no more football. For Dave Mona and Darrell Thompson, I hope there's a lot more football on the air. My friends, I thank you.
Ray, Gopher football will continue without you, but it will not be the same. I share Glenn Mason's attitude. I wish that you could have gone out with a win, but I thought he summed it up well. You go out a winner. It's been a privilege and a pleasure to work with you these last 3 years.
Ray, I have to say the same thing. You know, and I try to be prepared like you are, and I've learned a great deal from you in the last 3 years. It's been amazing. Your professionalism, your courtesy, and your organizational skills. For me, I learned a lot. I really had no idea what I was doing when I came into the booth, and I prepare a lot better now than I did 3 years ago. So I just want to say thank you, and I'll miss you with the rest of the people.
Well, in the meantime, we'll keep seeing each other, and that'll be great. Fine. Mm-hmm. Good luck to you guys. I'll be back Saturday, 11:30 in the morning, for the Minnesota Centenary basketball game. Tonight's final score, once more, North Carolina State 38, Minnesota 30. This is Golden Gopher basketball. Football. What a way to finish. Yeah, okay.